I spat my dummy out, to be honest. I was a bit, we got the ground all prepared right all week, and, you know, as we do, and Johnny Mack and the coaching staff get us ready for it. But we get there and we walked out on the pitch, and you think, you know, nice day, weren't it, Max? Mm-hmm. Nice, sunny. Mm-hmm. You think, oh, for this, you know, we're up for every game, but you think, oh, could be our day here. And next thing, you see Johnny Mack talking to the referee, and the next thing, we find out that we've got to wear their kit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to bring this up.
So I'm thinking to myself, I'm not wearing their kit. There's no chance, you know what, I'm paid by Tranmere Rovers Football Club, my contract's to them. Max is obviously a Tranmere fan, a young boy. I can't imagine how he felt, but he comes in, right, lads, we've got to wear their kit. And I was like, what? Why can't we wear our, you know, our tops, our polos, we travel and get them to get some numbers on? He's still got the Tranmere crest on, and, you know, the sponsor and whatever else, and we'll wear our blue shorts. What's the problem?
So explain, what colour is your away kit normally?
Our away kit's like
it's a light blue.
It's a light blue with like Claritin. For me, it shouldn't have been a problem. And they were in mostly dark blue with white stripes going through, blue shorts and white socks. But the ref was giving it this one, oh, well, the sun's out, and, you know, my mistaken for some. The ref was at the torrid anyway, so that's where it started, as they started by telling Johnny Mack. So anyway, it's all confusion going on, and our goalie coach went, you know what? And it was a great speech, weren't it, Timo?
You know what? If there was ever a time for someone to do a speech, it was then, because was there was murmurs, and then Timo, he can lose it when it, on a split second. And
this is the goalie
occasion,
coach.
He did again, and he just started going, it's not about the kit, who's inside the kit. And, you know, to be fair, it was the, you know, it needed that, because Lowy's head had gone. He was marching around in the toilet saying, I'm not wearing their kit.
But then, after him saying all that, I went, hang on a minute, you're not wearing the kit. And I just went, my head fuzzed up, and I'm thinking, oh. So I had to lock myself in the loo for about 5 minutes. So I'm sitting there reading the programme, I'm fuming and frustrated and thinking. And then I realised that obviously there was no Wallace through injury, no Goodison. I'm captain today, I better get out there, you know what I mean? I thought, so the lads are all trying the kits on, what sizes and all that. I end up with all the lads that give all the names in. So Johnny Mack come to me last, he knew I had a bit of a cob on because I had to wear their kit. He goes, Lowy, what number? What? I went, 9. Fuming, I'd only picked the extra large out, hadn't I? The kit was... So that made it even worse, but then I'm thinking, I'm trying to be professional about it, and do you know what? We've done our bits and bobs, and just before we're going out there, we said our bits and bobs, and then, you know, for me, I think when we had a huddle before the game, the lad said a few things, I'd said a few things, and we said, you know what, let's go and beat them in their kit, and let's, you know, we're not on but 3 points, and... Great team performance after all that crap we'd had to deal with, you know what I mean, Steve, with all the crap that's gone on most of the season. And, you know, the lads, need to take some credit, because every single one, from the keeper right to the subs that come on, the coaching staff, we, you know, they all done a great job.
That idea of not wearing your own kit, it just seems unthinkable, doesn't it? I mean, part of playing for your football club is the kit you're in, isn't it?
To be fair, I think I was the only one saying, listen, as we get to wear Puma today instead of Fila. So I was quite happy. I quite like the fit. I mean, I got the shorts on myself. I had medium shorts, which...
He's making light of this. I was emotional.
It was a bit... Do you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, all my experience, I've never had to do it. Max will probably have to do it, you know, a few years every now and then, but I think, you know, some clubs will have a take. I've never ever had to do it. A team had to do it against us once, and I was like, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes, because I wouldn't, and I wouldn't put that to anyone.
So you don't bring a third kit with you? There's only a second kit.
I think finances are time. I mean, I don't think we've really need a third kit. There's never really been an occasion.
And do you know what, Steve? Right, it probably could have been. It could have been played as a going back to the ref. He was a bit of a, you know what I mean. It was all about him. Even on the pitch, he was arrogant and whatever else, but we'll get off the subject of that. And the lads were like in a change, were bubbly about it, laughing, a bit of banter. And I was like, wow, how do I take this here? And so I think that got us all together as well. We're obviously, you know, Timo's speech he'd said to the lads, you know, lads are rallying around going, come on. And you got like Fonners saying, ha, I don't have to wear their kit, I can still wear the Samuel goalie kit. So it was all a big, and you know what? It took us all together, and the performances from the lads, every single one of them to a man, was excellent.
A final word on kit. I can't remember ever seeing that with Liverpool, but I can remember seeing socks being changed or something like that, and then all of a sudden the entire kit looks like it's ruined because they're wearing
the wrong socks. We've played Peterborough this season, who, similar situation where they play in blue and white and so do we, but all we've had to do is change the socks to blue.
Yeah.
Now, I think we could have got away with wearing our home kit this at Colchester because their top was predominantly blue. So we could have wore our white. We've got white shorts, and then we could have just changed our socks to blue. But Steve the Cape Man took it in the neck. He was walking around the change rooms all out and bothered. But as I said, I mean, at least we got to wear it. Puma for the day instead of feeler.
Kit, our mate Neil Miller's been in touch. Great tram story about the kit. Shocked to hear Timsy can lose it. Captain's 11.